I am Jimbo Paris, and you are listening to the Jimbo Paris Show.
All right, people. How's it going, everyone? This is Jimbo here. We have a great guest today, Katina Horton, Bible teacher, marketing strategist. She basically does everything. Let's see what she has to say.
Hi, thank you for having me on the show.
It's a real pleasure. How are you doing today?
I'm doing all righty. I always have a saying, one day at a time, sweet Jesus. So I'm doing all right. Thank you for asking.
That's good to know. So can you kind of give me a bit of a gist of kind of who you are? Because from what I could understand, you're a resilient, proud mom with two kids. You have a lot of things going on in your life, and kind of give me the spiel.
Sure. So as you mentioned, I am a brand, business, and marketing strategist, as far as what I do, that is, okay? Because my mission / purpose is in helping women to regain clarity on love and freedom. And this is women that are in toxic relationships, right? And then they're releasing control. They are breaking soul ties and unhealthy relationship patterns, building resilience and flourishing, and they are reclaiming their power, soul, and identity so that they will know that they themselves and their businesses are enough. And so I have a lot of different roles that help support that mission, right? And that's through the Bible teaching, the brand, business, marketing strategies, through writing books, through podcast hosting, through speaking in different engagements and venues, et cetera. And also through Love and Freedom Toxic Relationship Coaching, course creation, and then dance ministry as well. So I do a little bit of everything, but like I said, they all point to that one calling. So even though it's a lot of hats, you know, I'm still on mission with the women in toxic relationships. And so that keeps me pretty busy, and it's my passion. And I enjoy seeing the women become empowered, being able to inspire them, to be able to empower them, to educate them, and then to see them go out and live on mission themselves. So, you know, just seeing them have like a come to Jesus moment, so to speak, whether it's through watching a Bible teaching or a graphic post I put out there, and they're having that moment and that revelation and being able to change, it's just powerful just to see that in action.
And how would you define a toxic relationship? And have you been through one?
Yes, I would define a toxic relationship as a relationship that is emotionally, mentally, spiritually, physically, financially, intellectually, socially, relationally, and sexually abusive in nature. And it's also a relationship that basically wants to strip away the spirit of sonship from you and to make you think that you have this orphan spirit. You know, it's one that wants to isolate you and to be able to bring out the worst version of you, so to speak, rather than the best. And so the end result of that relationship and all of the above is killing and destroying your soul, your identity, your dreams, and you giving away your power by the time it's all said and done. And I myself, that's one of the things, that's an impetus, I guess I would say, for why I am doing what it is I'm doing. I was in a 20-year emotionally abusive marriage, and this is with an individual who's a covert narcissist. And so during those 20 years, I was under oppression, so to speak, a suppression of my emotions and regression back to, I guess I would say, teenage years, so to speak, in that relationship and trying to ascertain what it was that I did not get from the protection of my father and the love and approval and trying to get that, having those needs met in that particular relationship, if that makes sense.
Okay. And how did you overcome this and kind of, I would say, heal from this type of experience?
Sure. It is tons of therapy. Me getting to the point I was in the discard phase. Now I think about it. Well, I'll take it back a little bit. It was actually late stage of the devaluation phase, because when you're in the narcissistic abuse cycle, you've got three different phases. You've got the idealization phase where there's love bombing. And then the second phase is devaluation, where every person, place, thing, idea slash concept that you value is devalued, right? And then you got that third phase, and that is the discard phase where they get rid of you. So in the late stages of the devaluation stage, that phase, the second phase, is when I ended up being in a state of languishing and neediness from not being in a healthy relationship where there was reciprocity. I had just given and given and given, like the book, The Giving Tree. I had been basically given until there was nothing left but a stump. And I was in that stage of neediness and languishing. And then we get to the discard phase. And my ex-husband said he was thinking about leaving the marriage. And so then you got something in my brain that clicks, and all of the trauma of my dad abandoning me at 11 years old, that all comes to play. Me thinking about the fact that my daughter was the same age. And then that sent me to pick up the phone and call a therapist to schedule an appointment to see her. And I ended up canceling the initial appointment and calling back 2 months later. And that was my first time ever seeing a therapist. And I got a chance to sit down, you know, on her couch, so to speak, and to begin to heal. But it was a slow, painful process, but the process was also a rewarding. And I say painful because you got to think about the fact that I had suppressed emotions for years in that marriage. That was like, I had learned that as part of my operating system. So to have to talk about all of these unpleasant events and situations that had gone on in my childhood, and as well as my marriage, and to bring that out and have to deal with the emotions, because I didn't realize that the emotions, our thoughts and words, have emotions attached to them. So I didn't realize that. So to have to get used to that, and my amygdala even having to regulate those emotions and being able to learn how to just feel again, you know, that was a whole drama within itself. So I went to therapy, did plenty of that. And along with, I guess I would say supplemental with the therapy, is listening to a lot of preaching that was dealing with the whole self, the whole emotional, mental, spiritual being, listening to podcasts, reading self-help and spiritual books, and basically also grounding and rooting my identity in Christ. That was the other thing. After healing and getting so far in the healing, I was able to then be able to get myself grounded and rooted in Christ, because a lot of times we want to go and we want to say, okay, my identity is in Christ and I'm going to do this, this, and that. We have this whole plan, but when we haven't healed enough and we're still bleeding out, we continue to bleed out on ourselves. We continue to bleed out on other people, and the healing is only going to go so far because we've not gone back far enough. We want to do what I call quick $5 fill up. Like when you go get $5 worth of gas, you're not going to get far before you're going back to home, and home is going back to the gas station, you know, and going back to empty, so to speak, if that makes sense.
Okay. And just to kind of get deeper into this, what's this idea of freedomology and methodology you discussed?
Sure. So freedomology is a coaching methodology that literally was downloaded to me from the Holy Spirit. And that coaching methodology is comprised of two frameworks. And the first framework is the VG5 framework for core concepts for computer technicians, right? And you're doing what I call, you're wearing a tie so you can make an impact. And that's analyzing, troubleshooting, implementing, empowering, and impacting women in the homes, communities, and around the world. And then the second framework that's combined with the framework for the computer technicians is also the VG5 framework for core relationship concepts that were created in the Garden of Eden. And those five core relationship concepts, that's love, freedom, power, control, and abuse. So you take those two frameworks and you put them together and you get freedomology. And so freedomology is based upon God's operating system that he introduced when he first created the world. And his operating system is one of love and freedom. So 9 times out of 10 with women, we want to operate under control. And it's a little bit different when I say control. It's not the same control as if you are in the toxic relationship with someone that's narcissistic and has other character brokenness. It's the control where you're like, you're thinking, okay, if I can just fix him, change him, that type of thing, you know, almost like you got a toy and you're changing out a few parts, like, oh, he gonna need a little tinkering here and there and it'll be okay and I'll get my needs met. You see what I'm saying? But then you get into the, you crossing the threshold of a little bit manipulation at that point is what you're doing. But then you've got the control of the narcissistic slash toxic individual. Their control is a whole nother level where you've got the gaslighting, manipulation, and they're doing projection and triangulation and the toxic jealousy, toxic envy. And sometimes it can end up being over, crossing over to like this hatred and murderous spirit by the time it's all said and done. So that's pretty much how I would describe those type of things.
Okay, so that type of control you were talking about on the victim side, that's more, I would say it's more positive thing. It's more motivational. I want the best in my partner. I want to see them grow. I want them to become the best version of themselves. That's more.
You are absolutely right. Like you said, that type of control is the thing of, it's motivational, that hoping you'll see the best come out of your partner. And at the same time, you're getting your needs met. You see what I'm saying? And at the same time, the status of the relationship is no longer out of control. But you so try to control the situation that you become out of control, trying to get it in control, because you don't realize that we were not made to control other individuals. And that's part of what freedomology does. It helps you to gain, to live a life of freedom and abundance, in realizing and recognizing in relationships, we were not made to do any of that. Beg, fix, control, manipulate a little bit to get our needs met. Either an individual is capable of doing those things or they are not.
And what's sort of the difference between a healthy marriage and maybe a marriage that's more along the toxic end of the spectrum?
Some of the major differences is people who have integrity, being honest, having values and having relationships that align to those values. Because a lot of times we are in relationships with people and they don't even line up. They're not aligned with what we even value and believe to begin with. And so then sometimes we wonder why we have problems. So if people do not value, if we're valuing integrity, we're valuing honesty, right? We're valuing faith. We're valuing our identity grounded and rooted in Christ. We're valuing reciprocity, that give and take in relationships, right? So if we're valuing all of those different things, we're valuing communication and we're valuing edifying and exhorting one another, and they're valuing putting down another person. So then what it is that we don't realize that a lot of times we are entering a zone, I guess I would say, of self-sabotage. Because if we got values and beliefs and that other person doesn't, that's going to be a problem. So the healthy relationships, they have communication, they have reciprocity, you know, and there's a true love and affection. There's freedom. There's no control. There's no begging, fixing, trying to change the other person. It's allowing the Holy Spirit to do the work, you know, and all of that takes place in a healthy relationship. And you're both working individually, doing your own healing and work on your own. And then you're also both working individually to walk in wholeness. You see what I'm saying? But then when you're in an unhealthy relationship, it's the exact opposite. Like I said, it's kind of like that book, The Giving Tree, where you're giving and giving and giving. One person is just giving and giving and giving and serving as the savior mode. And they could literally give until the life is literally sucked out of them. It's still not going to be enough. Insatiable hole there that can never be satisfied when you're in a toxic relationship.
I think the next thing we should get into now is kind of about your books, you know, the Valley of sort of Grace books.
Yes. Yes, I have 10 books that I've written. So most of my books are focusing on being grounded and rooted with your identity in Christ, focusing on reestablishing your self-esteem, your self-worth, being knowledgeable about what's healthy, unhealthy, toxic, non-toxic relationships, understanding narcissism and how it looks, and being able to regain clarity on love and freedom, and being able to build resilience and flourish, and also being just honest with ourselves of what an abundant life looks like. We think of the word abundance and we automatically think that it's involving money. And there's so many different areas that we can be abundant in. A lot of times we think we are living abundant lives. Like we'll say, well, I'm living my best life. We're actually not living our best lives when we're self-gaslighting and not looking at traumatic situations that have happened to us from childhood and thinking that we're living an abundant life. We're living a life that has what I call with Freedomology, a limited worldview, because the limited worldview means your whole world, you're living off of trauma responses and you have a distorted vision of God. You have a distorted vision of yourself. And then you got a distorted vision of everybody else in the world. And so your whole life is like a tunnel vision, so to speak. And we don't even know it. We walk around like that and we lack self-awareness.
So that's interesting. So I think one thing I need to ask though is your focus essentially on getting some of these women to find new people to sort of be with or to recover from an experience?
Well, my whole focus basically is helping to educate them on the fact that they have the power within themselves to heal and to make decisions when they are in toxic relationships and to recover. And then what happens is, you know how sometimes you get a 2-for-1 special? So the 2-for-1 special is that as a result of recovering from being in any type of a toxic relationship, whether it's narcissistic or otherwise, is that the bonus is what you get for free is that you're going to automatically choose differently. It just happens. I have a figure of speech that says grow as you grow or go as you grow, which means that our relationships, once we're growing, either the other people who are in relationship with us are going to grow with us or they're going to go away. They're just going to release themselves or either you're going to release the relationship because it cannot be the same. Once you start growing and healing, it's just something that's a byproduct of it, if that makes sense, as far as choosing people that line up with your values and beliefs. It can't stay the same.
Yeah, I like this perspective. It's a very healthy perspective in my eyes.
Thank you.
No problem. And does your podcast kind of gear along the same line as your book line as well? How does that?
Yes, exactly. It's the same exact thing with the podcast. It gears towards those same things that I just talked about, all of the above. And sometimes I'll have guests on and they'll add by talking, you know, we'll talk a little about toxic relationships and then they will tell a little bit of their story and then they'll talk about how they empower and impact other people in the world. But the podcast is geared towards the same thing. Everything, all of those different roles, they all gear towards that one mission, which is nice. So like I said, a lot of different hats, but when you know what the mission is, you can stay on, you know, you stay on fire, on focus, and you're able to keep driving straight ahead. You don't take your eyes off the road when you know what the mission is.
And when it comes to your podcast, you know, what were some of the biggest lessons you've learned on the podcast? Because at least with me, I'm always learning about things on my show. So
right,
new concepts you learned that you started to incorporate into your teachings as well?
Well, see, the thing about it with the podcast, I incorporate a lot of different things. And that is a lot of my own life lessons and experiences. And then I incorporate some of the coaching that I use for the clients. I incorporate coaching into the podcast episodes. I incorporate Bible teaching into the podcast episodes. I incorporate some of the sayings that my grandmother used to say and some of the old family sayings and figures of speech, so to speak, in those episodes. So what I've learned about doing the podcasting is that it's not a one size fit all. It's what is authentically you and it's what you feel that will connect with your audience.
Interesting. And what's sort of the best piece of advice you could give to people who are in relationships?
One of the best pieces of advice, it goes back to that Energizer Bunny mode. When you can stop and you can sit in stillness long enough, that sitting in stillness will bring self-awareness and clarity. But you cannot gain clarity and self-awareness when you're always going around in the Energizer Bunny mode. You gain clarity in stillness. You see what I'm saying? Instead of going into that solution mode or trying to figure out what's the next way to approach him or her, sit in stillness and gain clarity and self-awareness, and then you will know how to move forward. The power is already inside of you.
Okay. And sort of, what are some key tips that you could give to many people out here to sort of improve their own relationship life and structure?
So I would say number one key tips is to be still. You got to have a be still in no moment. And you got to be able to stop going on a hamster wheel. It's taking a break from the energizer bunny mode so that you can get clarity and become self-aware. We cannot understand how to operate in other relationships and truly understand how to give other people grace until we become self-aware of how to give ourselves grace, how to stop condemning, criticizing, and judging ourselves and be free to be ourselves, our true authentic selves. If we can't do that to ourselves, we can't fully embrace that and give that gift to other people, if that makes sense. So okay. That would be some of the main things I would say right there. Self-awareness is the key to a lot of things, because when we're not self-aware, like I said, being other aware, it's going to be a problem. And we're going to be walking around more self-righteous and judgmental. And then we also get into that black and white / all or none thinking. The world has a lot of gray. It's a lot of gray as to why people are the way they are.
All right. And let's sort of just take a quick glance at your website as well. Let's see what that's about.
Sure. Mm-hmm.
Okay. So from what I can understand here, you have blogs, speaking, podcasts, courses, shop mm-hmm. books. What's right. the main thing that people who are trying to heal or maybe understand what type of relationship they're in, what should they look at first here?
Okay, so if they want to know what they can look at first, if they want to really understand what they are in and whether they need to sign up to click that book a toxic recovery call, they can actually go to the podcast and listen to different podcast episodes. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So reading the blog posts, listening to different podcasts, you know, and like I said, the podcasts themselves will give you a clue. But any of those areas, both of them actually, with the podcast and the blog post, will help them to understand what it is that they are in, and then to be able to decide, do I need to book a call? You know?
Okay. And additionally, you know, I also noticed that you have a merchandise section, a blog section.
Yes.
What is that for?
Yes, so that's the Valley of Grace shop. And that shop does the same thing under that same umbrella. It's the same mission, right? And that is that women in toxic relationships are regaining clarity on love and freedom. And they're doing that through the merch they're wearing, through the words, right? So every single item was specifically named and with a description, with the idea in mind, that they are reclaiming their power, soul, and identity, right? So that they know they're enough in every piece of clothing that they wear. So everything that they wear, they're being reminded, I'm grounded and rooted in Christ and in comfort at the same time. Yes, every piece of merchandise, every saying on every shirt has been thought out and purposefully with these women in toxic relationships and who have come out in mind, and just women in general who want to walk in empowerment and resilience, etc.
So I think one of the final questions I have here is,
sure,
if you could go back in time and mm-hmm. give your younger self some advice, what would you give to her?
So the advice that I would give my younger self would start off by telling her, you are enough. And you have everything inside of you, right? Everything inside of you to love yourself. Because first of all, God loves you. And he loves you so much that he sent his son to die for you on the cross. He's already paid the redemption ticket, that price for you. And you just have to walk in it and be able to love yourself and know that no other person, place, thing, or idea can take the place of God the Father, who loves you so much and cares for you. You cannot get that from any other person, place, thing, or idea. You get it from God, and you in turn are able to develop an intimacy with knowing and loving yourself.
Excellent. And any woman here that may need this type of advice watching this, what would you tell them the first thing that they should do right now in order to begin moving in this right direction of healing?
Sure. So the very first thing that they would need to do in order to move in the right direction of healing is to start establishing some stillness time each day. And when you establish that stillness time, there's something about when we allow ourselves space, whether it's space inside of our homes or space inside of our minds, where our whole entire mind is not taken up by doing a whole lot of different things, and space even in our movement. Space allows us to be able to have access, time and space, access to thinking, right? Access to clarity, access to self-awareness. So just allowing herself the time and space to be able to do that each day will allow her to get downloads from the Holy Spirit coming in on what the next step should be.
All right. Well, thank you, Mrs. Horton.
You're very welcome.
And I'm just thinking here, you know, is there any way, you know, people can reach out to you that could kind of learn more about this? What are your social media platforms? Anything that people can do to kind of find you?
There are various different ways that they can look me up. They can go to the site you just pulled up, which is thevalleyofgrace.com, and click that book a toxic relationship recovery call button, right? And then that'll in turn bring up my calendar, and they can schedule to do a consult with me for coaching. That's one way. Then another way is that I can be emailed, and my email address is Katina Horton, V as in victory, G as in grace, and M as in ministry. So Katina Horton, VGM @gmail.com. And then they can also reach me on social media. And my username on social media, and that's for TikTok, Instagram, LinkedIn, Pinterest, YouTube, Facebook, all of those, and even Clubhouse, is Katina Horton VGM, Valley Grace Ministries. Katina Horton VGM is my username for all of those. And then on Facebook, I also, so the Katina Horton VGM is my business page, but on Facebook, I also have a personal page, and that's Katina.Horton for my Facebook personal page. But all the rest of it is just, you know, Katina Horton VGM for all of social media and for my Facebook business page.
Okay. Excellent. Thank you again for being on the show. I apologize again for all the technical difficulties.
But, no problem. I understand how it is when technology gets involved. There are some weird things happen. I know about that.
So are there any final words you'd like to give to the audience before we let you off here?
Sure. I just want to tell them that you are enough and that you can reclaim your power, soul, and identity today. You can also reclaim the power, soul, and identity of your calling. Grab your keys to the kingdom and get your inheritance.
All right. Thank you again, Mrs. Horton. So
you're very welcome.
So just to kind of end this off here a bit, I'm just going to do a few quick shout outs. The first shout out is going to be for LifeWork Systems. This is our affiliate partner. Okay. She basically focuses on enhancing the relationship infrastructure in actual businesses and can help businesses to sort of recover that type of synergy they have. The next thing
is going to be our YouTube channel. Please subscribe, you know, keep going up. We're at 100 subscribers, which is absolutely amazing.
Amen.
Because just starting off from 10 subscribers to 100 now, I'm very grateful for it. And again, keep on ringing that bell and subscribing so you can get great episodes like this with great people too. Next up is our Roku channel. Please also check that out too. This will be on Roku TV as well as everything else. So check it out there too. And then, you know, the final thing is our consulting service. You know, we provide a lot of marketing advice and we additionally do other things as well on the side. So if you're interested in any of our services, we offer dirt cheap services with tons of help. If you don't like what we got, you could send it back. We offer tons of discounts. So just read about us. Check it out there. All right. Thank you again for being on the show. See y'all later.
All righty. Have a blessed one.
Thank you for listening to the Jimbo Parish Show.